Chapter 3. For the Lord, the Lord of armies, is about to take away from Jerusalem and from Judah all their support, their store of bread and of water, the strong man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, the man who has knowledge of secret arts, and the man who is wise because of his years, the captain of 50, and the man of high position, and the wise guide, and the wonder worker, and he who makes use of secret powers. And I will make children their chiefs, and foolish ones will have rule over them, and the people will be crushed, every one by his neighbor, the young will be full of pride against the old, and those of low position will be lifted up against the noble. When one man puts his hand on another in his father's house, and says, "You have clothing, be our ruler and be responsible for us in our sad condition," then he will say with an oath, "I will not be a helper, for in my house there is no bread or clothing, I will not let you make me a ruler of the people." For Jerusalem has become feeble, and destruction has come on Judah, because their words and their acts are against the Lord, moving the eyes of his glory to wrath. Their respect for a man's position is a witness against them, and their sin is open to the view of all, like that of Sodom, it is not covered. A curse on their soul. For the measure of their sin is full. Happy is the upright man, for he will have joy of the fruit of his ways. Unhappy is the sinner, for the reward of his evil doings will come on him. As for my people, their ruler is acting like a child, and those who have authority over them are women. O my people, your guides are the cause of your wandering, turning your footsteps out of the right way. The Lord is ready to take up his cause against his people, and is about to come forward as their judge. The Lord comes to be the judge of their responsible men and of their rulers. It is you who have made waste the vine garden, and in your houses is the property of the poor which you have taken by force. By what right are you crushing my people, and putting a bitter yoke on the necks of the poor? This is the word of the Lord of armies. Again, the Lord has said, "Because the daughters of Zion are full of pride, and go with outstretched necks and wandering eyes, with their foot chains sounding when they go, the Lord will send disease on the heads of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will let their secret parts be seen. In that day the Lord will take away the glory of their foot rings, and their sun jewels, and their moon ornaments, the earrings, and the chains, and the delicate clothing, the headbands, and the arm chains, and the worked bands, and the perfume boxes, and the jewels with secret powers, the rings, and the nose jewels, the feast day dresses, and the robes, and the wide skirts, and the handbags, the looking glasses, and the fair linen, and the high head dresses, and the veils. And in the place of sweet spices will be an evil smell, and for a fair band a thick cord, for a well-dressed head there will be the cutting off of the hair, and for a beautiful robe there will be the clothing of sorrow, the mark of the prisoner in place of the ornaments of the free. Your men will be put to the sword, and your men of war will come to destruction in the fight. And in the public places of her towns will be sorrow and weeping, and she will be seated on the earth, waste and uncovered."